London, London.
That's right. Welcome, guys. Buckle up for yet again another exciting episode of Whopper Drive, the one and only podcast designed to address social issues and bring liberty to the young voices in our society. This show ventures uncharted territory and enlightens the youth and millennials in Africa.
Sex herself is the only air that she breathes.
In the world that we currently find ourselves in, so many people are timid to address social issues that pertain to us as a society.
Skin to skin, and as it rush,
we must be empowered to speak out as suggested by Vera Nararian. She said, and I quote, "A choir is made up of many voices, including yours and mine. If one by one all goes silent, then all will be left as soloists." Don't let the loud few determine the nature of the sound. It makes for poor harmony and diminishes the song. Another popular quote from someone I really love,
I give a number one, she need
the author of Arrows of Rain. Okay, Nimbimbe. Okay, said, a story that must be told, never forgive silence. It is for this reason that we are asking you to bring your mind and your views as we start.
You better shut your door.
Welcome once again to the show that is empowering young people from Africa and beyond. As we proceed to give you what you need, my name is Terry. And again, we are talking about sex and relationship. This is the part two. To do this with me, I'm about to introduce my co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do anything without my co-host today. The one and only woman with the agenda in showbiz and entertainment. I call her the abled because she is able to do the work she is assigned to do. This includes doing justice to modern topics surrounding social issues and carrying facts that are facing the new generation of millennials. In 2017, she was awarded the Best Audio Presenter at the African Entertainment Brilliance Award, held in Nairobi, Kenya. Ladies and gentlemen, in the building with me in flesh today is Bella Voma!
Hi, hi, hi.
Woo! Bella Voma, we miss you.
I've always been here, guys.
That's right, that's right. Bella Voma's in the building. Okay, 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 okay. So, I also have to introduce the one and only DJ. That's right. In the studio with me today is the DJ that needs no mention. Ladies and gentlemen, right here with me is the multiple award-winning DJ. He won the Best DJ at the Colleges of DJ Conference 2016 and 2017, back-to-back. He was also crowned the Best Events DJ at the Elite Generation Studio Awards 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, I refer to him as the man with the right vibes to make you move and groove your feet. Without further ado, listeners all over the world, allow me to introduce to you DJ Apiskololo.
Do you give me sugar?
He's a man of few words, it's Yonka Sebuye. That's right. So, a recap of last week. Last week, we looked at relationship and sex, or sex and relationship. We agreed sex is good. It's God intervention for great pleasure that cannot be described. Men love sex, and women also do. However, to have sex before marriage is a personal decision. You deal with the consequences yourself, either good or bad. At the latter part of the show, we shared some tips with you, which I'll allow Bella to take us through.
Hi family, so some of the tips that we shared last week was to identify what turns your partner on. This is the gateway to good and pleasurable sex.
Once
you figure that out, find out new ways as well. Always try to do something new with your partner so it doesn't get boring. That's what we are saying. And doing the same thing over and over again makes it boring.
Very boring.
So try and spice things up. Start with something simple, like a different position. So if you guys always like to do the normal missionary, please change.
It's not normal. You can do it in different ways.
It's still the same missionary. I mean, we have wheelbarrow, we have down berries, we have the chicken, we have all that.
That's so the first time I'm even hearing of.
Which of them
berries.
Are you hearing?
Down berries.
Yeah, wow. I know my poga girls are well inclined with the down berries.
Oh, man,
so, yeah. And then try to do something romantic with your partner. Try and schedule romantic activities with your partners.
Okay.
Taking time out to spend with your partner is one of the most loving things you can do for each other. Sometimes you just travel out of your comfort zone, go somewhere. Just like we said, you don't need much to do these simple things. Or you can even drive somewhere and park and sleep in the car. It's also another
exactly
part.
And I mean, just share like romantic vibes.
Yeah, once you know the area is safe and you guys are okay, then you can try that.
I mean that one is part of, I think, balling on a low budget to be still in love. Like people on a low budget who still want to be in love.
Oh my god, I wish I knew. But have you slept in a car before?
I think I have.
I think it's a nice experience. It's
really?
Don't get me wrong, not to do anything.
Just like sleep in the car
talk in the middle of the night, talk till morning, like till you guys fall asleep.
Wow.
And all that. You wake up and then.
I think it will be a very
exciting. It's a nice experience. Please try it.
I think it will be a very exciting.
So I think today we are really going to be centered on sexual extremes. In relationships.
So this week's topic is going straight to sexual extremes in relationship. And I think this will pertain to talking about very extreme things in your sexual relationship.
Yes, it is.
I think so. Sexual extreme describes sexual behavior that are out of the ordinary, but consent amongst couples or partners for top-notch sexual pleasure or satisfaction. We're talking about stuff like oral genital stimulation.
We can hear you.
Oral genital stimulation.
I can hear you.
Bella, oral sexual stimulation, which is also oral sex, as we referred to. We're talking about the fingerings, we are talking about the anal stimulations and the anal intercourse. Hey, don't come and attack anyone here, we'll go straight into it.
Yeah.
It's just up for discussion. Sexual behavior also includes activities to arouse the sexual interest of others or attract partners. Individuals engage in sexual behavior for a variety of reasons differ in their acceptability based on the social norm and change across the lifespan.
Some people like to explore, like they hear things from their friends or what they've read somewhere, they want to try it with their partner. All these things. So sometimes you should first know if your partner is open to try some of these extreme things that we are seeing.
Where's getting to, eh? We have a guest on the show. And I'm about to introduce him. DJ Episcololo, thank you for the lovely music. Now, before we get any further with the sex topic, our guest tonight is a renowned counselor. In 2017, he was on the panel for the African Emerge Youth Conference held at Golden P Peacock Hotel, Linglongwe in Malawi. He also served as a research consultant for the Feed Somalia project. It's safe to say that our guest speaker today has conquered the East and has completed noticeable projects in East Africa. Countries which include Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Malawi. Ladies and gentlemen, live with us in the studio today is the man they popularly refer to as the Great Bulldozer. Because he is known for clearing misconceptions about social issues. A very good friend of mine and an astute gentleman. Give it up for Mr. Ariam Akoto. Oh, my brother, I'm happy to see you in the flesh today.
I'm happy to see you too.
Oh, man. I mean, last week, the feedback was just amazing. The dimensions, you know, bringing in the Bible, talking in about, you know, some of the things that went on in the Bible and, you know, people prostrating before other people and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, that in-depth knowledge is very, very important to me. And I like the fact that you've been to East Africa.
Yeah.
You've been exposed to, you know, like different, you know, places in Africa and all that.
In going around eastern part of Africa, I came to understand something.
Okay. Wow.
Some countries, they have a lot of hungry people.
Wow.
But they still have sex.
Ghana, haven't you guys noticed the people by the streets, the foreign people by the people, those, the whites,
like the refugees,
Malarian
people, Malian people on the street. How many kids do they have? They sleep on the streets, but they still have sex. And you see them having fresh babies. Like,
Sex is a very important, you know, I believe that sex is a very important thing in the kind of place we find ourselves in Africa right now. Sex is a very important topic. And the fact that people would even want people to shift the topic of sex aside, you know, and the whole, you know, phobia around sex. And I mean, is it like that in East Africa where you have stayed?
You know, because you have a lot of things going on in terms of most of them recovering from wars and the rest. It's not something that they kind of talk about openly.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
When you engage the person, you realize that,
oh, beautiful. Let's dive right into it.
Yeah.
When it comes to sex and all the things that accompanies it, people want it their will. And need no dictators.
But Bella. I think people need to change their perceptions about this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, you have your own way of wanting it. Your partner also has the way of wanting it.
Okay.
If you guys don't come together and understand each other's wants and each other's body responses and languages as well, it won't work. Because to you, you think that you're doing something, but to your partner, you're not doing much.
Mm.
So you need to understand what each other likes and enjoys. So you can meet that person there.
Wow.
Okay, because if you go with your own perception, so maybe a guy, mainly say, like, you know, but you get to that particular person, and what maybe your ex or what you used to do to somebody else was enjoying, that's not what this particular person
may want,
or that is not what will move that person to get to that destination.
Then again, what I understand you saying is that every woman is unique.
Even the men as well. There are some men that you could touch, they would prefer you touching some particular part of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though, yes, they'll still get aroused, but for them to enjoy, to really, really enjoy it, maybe somebody wants you to touch, to kiss him by the neck,
sure,
wants you to do that by the nipple side,
mm-hmm,
or to lower abdomen.
That's right.
You know, everybody. And some people are really, really sensitive, even on how do you call this part?
The calf, right above the calf, you know, just, there's some sensitive.
Just here, I'm telling you, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you never know until you try it on your man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if that's when you get the reaction, you'd know whether he's enjoying it or something. But or the same for your woman, okay? If you give her a kiss on her ass, there are some things that she can do, and you think you are doing something, like you said, but.
Is nothing.
It's nothing. Nothing really. Yeah.
So you're saying that it's a personal thing, and like people should know it. Yes. People should know the people they are with.
Yes. Don't assume that it would work on anybody, both the male
but,
or.
But you see, then again, what about the people watching the Kama Sutras and stuff that have global standards of like sex?
Those are the sex positions. So once you watch, you study those ones with your partner, and you try it, or you try it to your partner, your person is not comfortable, you don't need to try that because the person has made it clear he's not comfortable. But once you guys get in the act, and you, when somebody's enjoying, you know.
I guess you would.
Yes, but
in line with that, one thing too is that. They just give you the options that are available,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that out of the options,
yeah.
And with communication, which is key, you're able to identify which of them best suit you and your, mm-hmm. partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Just like the fact that you watch the Kama Sutras and the rest. Mostly they use slim ladies and slim guys, mm-hmm. to, mm-hmm. do it.
True.
Mm-hmm. But here's the case, you have a man that has a pot belly and you want him to do
they don't also even have like plus size women there on the Kama Sutra thing, do they?
I'm yet to see one.
I don't think you've watched from A to Z, even the book.
So I think that you just need to be able to explore. The first time you might go doggy, the person might not like.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Next one, you go wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your partner might enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then the other time, you throw coins on the ground. As she's speaking.
You just explore.
Yeah.
Oh man, warp a drive. Okay, the pleasure and excitement reached. How and when during intimacy with your partner depends on mutual agreement between the two. So one wild and rough, then Bella, what's
so else? We are saying that in the, mm-hmm. process, okay, mm-hmm. if you're with your partner, does your partner like it? There are some people that would like it slow and gentle. There are some people that would like it
mild range.
Yeah. And some people that would like it dirty and naughty. So
Iram, like what Bella is saying is hard for me to understand, because it's almost as if people have put like a sexual measure. They have something that they are using to measure the thing, like, you know, like this is mid-range, this is
some people that once you are too rough or Felicia,
yeah, you're abusing, uh-huh. yeah, some feel yeah, you're some abusing them like, when you're too rough,
yes,
you're
when, yes,
so it becomes a turn-off for them, yes, more so like a punishment or work.
I say,
but there are others that want you to drag pull their hair, do all those.
You to put their handcuffs on them, like, wow, they want to surrender to you, like those kind of. There are some men
I think there was a movie like that, 50 Shades of Grey, where we saw that.
And we do have men here that enjoy that. People have crazy fantasies. You'd be amazed.
Like oh, can say like lash me,
yeah,
hit me, slap me. Yes.
And the man who are back one year, we yet do my said.
Some people have some crazy fantasies. You need to, and even the handcuffs.
No, but Bella, you are a woman. What do you think that in Africa here? What do you think the women think about that? You know that abuse,
now a lot of things have changed, Terry. When the youth now are
exploring
in different ways.
Mm.
That you have no, the way they want to know things and they are doing things, you have no idea.
Wow.
And they don't mind doing it because they enjoy it. Mm. Okay, but there are still some people that wouldn't want you to put then handcuffs, but they still want it wild. They could do all the crazy things with you in the room, but on person of that chain on in the no. Now we no. But there's some people make cry. I don't like violence.
No violence in me.
People like, you know, smack me in some way and all that.
That's different.
It's like having gentleman sex. Like, what is sex is not gentle. So what's gentleman sex or lady sex?
Oh, you could have a gentle
sex.
Oh,
come on.
It all boils down to what the two of you like and want at that point. So if you had a sexual relationship with a lady or a guy and you move on to a different person, you cannot carry what
exactly
was happening there to the new
to the
one
new
because
one.
Obviously you are two different people, have two different ways of understanding how
your sexual bodies work
and all that.
That's right.
No, but with the slow and gentle and all that, I think it's a mixture. Mostly it won't always be slow and it won't always be that gentle. Mm-hmm. But like we said, once you know what your partner likes, once if your partner is the one that wants the spanking, wants those things,
the hitting and the violence and sex,
then that one you guys have to be careful because
I want to get something. The wild and rough, slow and gentle. Are you talking about the act itself or the spanking and the rest? Because
I think I'm
different. Because even with it, you know, when you are doing that,
if you are not careful, what's the name? Wild and rough. Someone will go wild and rough and push the womb, put the womb of the lady somewhere.
That is what we are saying, that some people don't. Then that is when they feel that. Oh, punishing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that one, the lady will feel it in her heart.
I'm telling you,
you know, when we talk about dirty and naughty, for instance, there are people who, I guess, would want you to spit in their ear. I mean, do something crazy.
Yeah,
bite them in their ear, the neck.
I think all those things should be done still with caution because.
Vampire.
No, but the truth
now, some people don't know how to do it. So it's just like when somebody has to go down on you.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you don't really know how
to do it,
please avoid using your feet. Okay, because it's just the same with the neck, it's very sensitive.
True.
Even the lips, it's quite But I'm only there if you sit for too long.
It will happen because it's as if the blood has stayed.
Yeah.
There are people who have that preference.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If your partner likes it, I mean, it's between the two of. That's what we are saying.
True.
Once you guys are into an agreement, but
you know, and that part also comes with a lot of risk because there's the likelihood. Blood or something is going to ooze out of this biting akika, and STIs are real. As much as we want to explore, we have to also be very, very mindful of that.
Very careful. So we are going into, you know, like the different forms of the sex we discussed. Like we're talking about the extremes. So we're talking about something like fingering. And,
I like the name I'm seeing, you know, fingering.
They're saying, okay, so. Digital sex is another name for fingering.
Yeah.
And I want to understand why. I mean, Bella, you would have understanding why they'll call digital sex fingering. Why do you think they call it fingering?
I don't know.
I think Mr. Arian.
I think
he would
be the best person.
You know what? Fingering is synonymous to keyboard
and typing and stuff. Yeah.
This instrumentalist in church.
Yeah.
Who play the guitar and the keyboard?
I'm told they're really
very
good at
mindful
it.
Of
yeah. I'm told they're really good at it.
Obe bodo remi faso obe dia.
Those who play with the instruments.
Because they have this way
with their fingers. They are really good. You know how they can go there. fast tempo and then go the slow tempo.
It's just to give the sound
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. So they use the same skills to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be there. I think fingering also has different names.
They also call it manual sex or manual stimulation. Mm-hmm. To make this act fun and interesting, please keep your nails short and clean.
I mean,
Bella will be the best person. Dorona will be the best person to
actually sanitize it.
You know, because me, I don't think, like, you know the number of germs that live within someone's nails. You can see someone's nails, it's almost like the whole line is black.
It's really a turn off for me when I see a guy with long nails.
With long nails.
Yeah. I don't understand why he should, but I think people like it. But
some
guys do it.
Does it not cause like pain and hurt and?
Exactly, our point. That's how come we are telling our people that if you want to engage in this act, mm-hmm. you should make sure that your nails are like short and are clean.
High sense of hygiene.
Yes.
You need to.
Okay, because a lady's cookie is very very sensitive. It can easily pick up infections and stuff. Ooh. Okay, so if you don't treat your woman well, if you don't treat yourself well as a man, like if mm-hmm. you're not neat enough and you go to your woman, you would end up giving her infection and you would also end up getting it, because at the end of the day you'll still be making out with her.
That's true. But you see, the thing about it is some people might use fingering in two ways.
Yeah.
You know, some may consider like anal and some may consider like using it in the coochie.
Mm.
And as a form of foreplay only.
Yeah.
For others, it is the preferable type of sex or sexual contact for the maximum satisfaction.
Yeah.
So there are some people who feel like they cannot come without fingering. Like,
yeah.
You have to finger me for like hours before. Some people, you know, there are some ladies that you have to take your time before you get to the
destination.
Yes.
But no, because
it's not really about the fingering, just it's because by you having that flexibility, you're able to explore her more,
mm-hmm.
which will be limited with the banging. You get it? Mm-hmm. It's just entering, coming out, and all that. But with the fingering, you're able to do a lot of things.
Yes.
So the lady feels that you're able to explore her more with that.
Wow.
Yes. So knowing your lady as mm-hmm. well, there are some that it might not work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that meaning what you're saying is like some people too are the anti-fingering people. Don't put your hand anywhere close to me. Wow, Bella, I can hear what you're saying.
I also heard it.
Oh.
I said nothing, guys. I mean, the other things that you can do apart from fingering,
One of the things we are going to go straight into is oral genital stimulation, which is a topic that has come up in our generation.
I think it's been there since.
But I'm saying it's a topic that has come up in our generation because some people are getting really used to it, you know, and there are so many hygiene bits about that you know we need to consider. But let me just take us through that. It says oral genital stimulation, oral sex as we know it, is using your mouth and tongue to stimulate your partner's genital or anal, if you know what I mean. Going down, a term that is used
mm-hmm.
for sucking or licking.
Yeah.
Mm. Which people refer to as, is it rimming?
Yeah, rimming and blowjob.
Rimming and blowjob.
Yeah.
So that means the woman will be rimming?
Yeah, that's a 69.
Ooh.
Yeah, 69.
69.
Yeah,
wow.
Man.
Do you know that there are a lot of sex emojis on your phone?
Really?
A lot of sex positions on your phone.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Once again, you are on Warp Drive. This is the program, the number one program for the millennials. So let us just take you through some nice music. That's right. So what I think is the issue here is that with that, a lot of things come to play. Now, in the studio here with us, we are just going through, like, we want to keep you abreast, so we are going through the sexual emojis and stuff, and I guess we'll put it on our Facebook or our Instagram page.
So yeah, you need to learn about that, so that, when you are communicating, you just send that emoji and no one understands. You just understand it among yourself. True. Whether you want a 69, you want whatever, they're all loaded on it. Yes.
Obviously, there are so many ways to kill a cat, if you know what I mean by cat.
Blessing time, offering time, resting time, yeah, dancing time, whoa, offering time, go there, blessing time, dancing time, yeah, resting time.
We are enjoying fantastic music.
If you're with your partner and you're not open to try new things, I mean, but you want your partner to continue trying new things on you, I don't think it's cool. So both of you should understand each other, try to do things that will make both of you happy. Because me, if I feel that if I'm doing something for you and you're enjoying it and you're not doing it for me to enjoy and also get there, no, then
what's the point?
Yeah. So this notion about I haven't done it before, we all haven't done it before. I mean, nobody taught us how.
Is there something like having done it before?
No, some people
that
they haven't done it before.
They haven't done what?
When it comes to going down with your partner, it goes like I and I.
But
know
who came from their mother's womb
knowing how to
have sex. But you know the truth. The truth is that there are some here in Africa. There are some cultural, you know, beliefs that there are some things you don't do.
Which is
a man. You know that, like, they believe that as a man. Shouldn't be associated with doing that.
No, but sex has no culture.
You see, that's the thing. You see,
so people
are hypocritical.
So you know, in the local language, it is called what, in Pemwabro. So it is you and I. So forget about culture. When you take culture to the bedroom, you miss the point.
Truly, but the point is, you see, who brings it out of the bedroom in the first place? This discussion is out of the bedroom, right?
Yeah, but you are getting this discussion out of the bedroom for you to go into the bedroom.
It's being done suited for the bedroom.
True.
Yeah, so true. If you are there,
no,
you
I think
say
you are
that,
getting it wrong now, because some can do it in the car.
Yeah, okay. I mean, where you sleep is your bedroom. So if you are sleeping in
sex,
the car, then that is your bedroom.
Sex can be done anywhere. Sex can be done anywhere. So this is what they're saying. They're saying that not everyone likes it or chooses to do it.
Yeah, that's
you may
what
enjoy
saying.
Experimenting with your partner to find out what gives you both pleasure. It is important to talk to your partner so you can understand what you both enjoy and what you would prefer to avoid any, you know. You get what I mean? All right.
So you guys, so if your partner always goes down on you and you're not getting that from your partner, from your guys, you are guys, so you guys should answer me and my ladies today. What should the lady do?
if
that's what are we supposed to
if do? Your partner is not going down on you as a lady,
yeah,
but you prefer for him to go down.
Yes.
Wow. You know, this is, I think this is a serious issue that happens, because there are some guys who don't have it in like their whole setup. Like the whole sexual stuff, they would never even think of it.
But they enjoy going.
But they enjoy being
being gone down. Oh, yes, right.
But they would never do it.
So should the ladies continue going down on them?
Well, they can decide not to. You see, I think that kind of in a relationship is usually about like what you guys agree on. One person can't cheat the other always. One person can't always disagree with the other. It's about the two of you understanding each other and saying that, you know what, this is what I want to do for you. I feel like we should do this. I feel like we should explore more. I feel like you should go down on me or try to go down on me. Try.
Okay.
I believe that some guys don't try at all. I'm on person, like, you know, they even take their, you know. But also sometimes I understand my guys, because some of them are off their perception that they don't know what is there, and but they wouldn't want to use their mouth for what is there.
Is it, and those ones, is it like a one night stand they're doing, or is it their partner they are with?
Oh, I believe it's
because like, if you've been with your partner for like
for one night stand, I wouldn't go and do that with someone. I just
yes, that's what I'm saying. So if even with the ladies,
yeah, even with some people, yeah, even with some people who have been in long-term relationships, they don't go down their partners. They feel like it's not even part, you know, there are some people who feel like it's not even part of the relationship. Yeah. We going down on sex is like a sin. Like it's like it's stimulated in your mind. Like it's a sin. Don't do it. We are not going to do this.
Okay.
You understand? But then again, that brings the portion of cheating, because now when the guy or the lady goes somewhere,
guess,
and
yeah,
yes, and goes
the person will not even get there, even from a conversation from somebody else.
It would want to, you know, curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, curiosity. The person would like to try it.
Curiosity. You'll never come back again. Are you expecting the person to come back? So I guess what we're saying is, but you know, the other issue of it that we need to talk about quickly is the health portion of it.
Yeah.
You know, what people need to do if they want to engage in these oral sex and all these other means, including the
take your bath.
Please wash your hands. Wash your hands. Brush your teeth. Get a good mouthwash.
Yes.
Because a lot of germs live in the mouth. So you need to brush your teeth. It is very important for you to brush your teeth.
I for sure you this thing I'm feeling.
Oh yeah, but I don't really know you that well.
I really wanna kiss you in the face, baby.
In the face, baby.
And maybe every other place, baby. If you like say I don't remember, say I. Say I.
Okay.
That well.
So Terry, you were saying about the health aspects. We're
saying
the teeth.
Yeah, we have to wash.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth.
Yes.
As a guy, if you're going to go down, please.
Or if you can meet your girl somewhere, if you guys are not home, please make sure you chew gum before you kiss your.
No, but you have to brush your teeth.
If maybe you are from work, you went to pick your girl up and you're kissing her something.
Bella.
Bring gum, sir.
As a guy, you need to.
Oh no, even with the gum, why would you chew gum? There's a Tom Tom remedy.
I'm saying
Tom Tom will take you to the heavens.
Aish.
Tom Tom,
not the bedroom one. Not the bedroom one.
Yeah, but you know that Tom Tom is good. I've heard of that.
I think the married people can try it. We're not going to stimulate anybody to go. The married people can try it. They can try the Tom Tom. You are saying it, Aaron.
Everybody can try Tom Tom and chilled
water.
Chilled water, or just try ice block.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need the ice
block. Ice cubes, anything.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yes. Anything ice. Anything
in fact,
cold
when you try it and it doesn't work, come back for your money.
Then you didn't try it well. Then meaning the person didn't follow the right procedures.
Hey, these guys.
But we are just saying that before you try kissing your partner, make sure that your mouth is smelling good.
Yes, and I think as a guy, you should always like have mouthwash.
Yeah.
You never know.
You
should have just like a portable one on you that you know that you know when it gets.
Terry, me no work for dates now. Be kissing me kaka or dates now. So I be fuck for who?
No, I have to check.
Check my
two on two. You need to check what the fuse that you're blowing.
And I make a mistake. If the mouthwash is very important, but on like a simple night out, make sure you have a toffee or gum or something, or your mouth is smelling good. Uju feel so you need to bang, please wash down, wash your hands, wash your giddles and stuff.
Yeah, wash, please, yeah, wash.
The guys, the guys,
there are a lot of bacteria that grows around.
Please, the guys.
Keep shaving, shave,
wash, shave, Dettol. I mean, use everything you have to. Antibiotics. Take everything you need to do to make sure that you keep it clean. If you are going to venture the oral, you know, genital stimulation and the fingering, you need to wash your hands. You need with antibacterial soap, I think. Right. Yes, that would really help. And you need to brush your teeth. It's very important. I keep on saying it.
I think we have some social media feedbacks and comments we would have to dive into now.
Yes. That's my favorite portion.
I think I love you when I don't really.
So one that's coming in is saying, Terry and Bellavoma, I want to call my boyfriend and ask him if I should come over because something is doing me. This is Monica from Northridge.
Yeah, we have a second one saying pleasurable sex. Most of the guys I have met do not know what that means. They are just interested in hitting. Yeah, baby. I know there are lots of guys that are like that, but you know, that's how come Whopper Drive is here. We are saying that we want the guys to try and explore more. So please, yeah, baby, teach your guy. Communicate with your man. Let him know that
let him know where you want.
Yes, and what you want so that he can do that for you.
Exactly that for you. That's right. Terry and Bellavoma, there is nothing like exploring with the love of your life.
Yeah.
Especially when she has no fault with personal hygiene or it makes you feel so good. Yeah. Alex from Winneba.
That's very true.
Yeah,
Alex.
I think so.
It's very true.
That when your partner keeps the place need shaving regularly.
You would want to sleep there.
You would want to see the person
want to sleep
over
there.
And over and over and over again.
So we have Edwin from Canada. I'm enjoying the discussion, guys. Keep it up. Wow. Thank you, Edwin.
Wow. Okay. So we're moving on to our sponsors. But before our sponsors, we have someone who called in and wants to say something, so we'll let our producer get that. So when it's available, I'll just talk about my sponsors, and when it's available, we'll play it for you.
It's ready.
Okay, producer, please play it for us. Producer would have to.
Topic: sex and relationship.
Okay, let's get it started again. Please, could you get it started again for us? Thank you.
Hi guys. Good evening, guys. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Trazaco. I love today's topic: sex and relationship. When it's Friday night like this, there's no place than to listen to Wolf Drive. Thank you, people, for such interesting topics. I see you, Terry. Bella, I see you too. Thank you, guys. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Hey, now, why is it?
I'm telling you. Richard from Trazaco.
Your bedroom. Thank you so much. Your voice is a bedroom voice, man. I'm even confused. It's making me confused, man.
Thank you so much, Richard and Trazaco. Now, to go to our sponsors quickly. Whopper Media are the leading entertainment and events organizers. They do advertising gigs, and if you're looking for an MC or anybody to MC your event, Whopper Media is the best place to go, or the best person to contact. Contact Whopper Media on 0548-69-8068. I come again with the number 0548-69-8068. EY Adagbe. If you're looking for the best African bespoke clothing for men, then you can go nowhere else, or you can't do without EY Adagbe. for the special male who is just about to tie the knot with a special someone, EY Adagwe has got you sorted. With the unique and authentic look, EY Adagwe is all about dressing you up for your general events, especially for the exceptional events like engagements, weddings, and naming ceremonies and funerals. Don't waste a moment. To look amazing and sensational for all occasions, contact EY Adagwe. The number is 0540-55-0488. 0540-55-0488. EY Adagwe. And now for the shout outs and birthdays.
I know you fly, but I can take you higher. From head to toe, she wear design.
The biggest happy birthday going out to the CEO of Masako Company Limited. Mami Sawakoto, happy birthday, mommy. You are an exceptional mother, loving and caring. You love to party and entertain people around you and to see smiles on the faces of the people around you. Thanks for dropping deposits of care and generosity everywhere you go. Your acts of love have shown over the years. May the good Lord bless you. And this is from your brothers. They're saying, we love you, sis. Let's continue to live in love. A special happy birthday also going out to Kwabne Dua. This is from your mother, Auntie Nana Efia Sapon, who wants to wish you a happy birthday. Auntie Nana says that she asks for protection and guidance and a bright future for you and your family in London. Enjoy your day and stay blessed. Happy birthday also going out to Sicho Fan, a good friend of mine and a bright character. Her smile alone can melt hearts. Happy birthday, more life and blessings. Now with the shout outs. Woo! Okay, big shout out going out to Lovelace Owusu Mensah, CEO of Madison Blake, Madison Blake Limited. Another shout out going out to Chris Taylor, all the way in the UK. Nana Jamal in Canada, my sister Nana Jamal in Canada. You are always listening. A big shout out also going out to the CEO of Joy Meal, Baba. She makes lovely plantain chips. Shouts going out to CEO of Maud's Kitchen, UK, giving us the best local meals. Big shouts going out to Fareed. If you need multi-purpose teas, you can contact Fareed for bulk of the Hemain bulk, if you need it in bulk or retail quantities. Shout to Prince Priscilla Ama Brimpim, all the way in Columbus, Ohio. And the last shout out is going out to our producer. She's been amazing, she's been lovely. Thank you so much, producer. So we are about to leave. It's been a lovely one here at Walper Drive. So Bella, what do you have to say to them?
Thank you guys for staying with us throughout the period. We really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. See you same time next week.
Yeah, so let's make it a point to join every time. Interesting discussions. We learn a lot. We have fun. Yeah, so see you next week.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Aram, for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Aram, for joining us. You've been
See you guys same time next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
And bye.